When White House spokesman Robert Gibbs announced the site for the G20 summit, there was laughter from the press corps.
The United States will host the next G20 summit September 24th through the 25th in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Did I get a little murmur there? That's
Lifelong residents of Pittsburgh, like Joe Sabino Mystic, just shrugged it off.
We get some chuckles and you get kind of used to it. And my response generally is, well, what do they know?
Pittsburghers say they are ready to prove the doubters wrong and show off their city. Dan Honorato is the Allegheny County Executive, the highest elected official in the Pittsburgh metropolitan area. He says the G20 is a big opportunity.
It's amazing the number of calls I get on a daily basis from CEOs to school children who are offering to volunteer, to do whatever they can to sell this region, to tell their story.
There is, of course, a downside to hosting a big summit. Traffic will be a mess. Schools will close. But Pittsburghers are taking it in stride. Joe Valentry works near the summit site.
I know they're planning on closing down all those roads. I personally won't be here that day at work. I'll work from home on those days that they're here.
He sits with his morning eggs and coffee at Pamela's Diner in a part of town known simply as the Strip. It is an old produce warehouse district that has grown into an international bazaar. Local resident Lynn Parkinson says the G20 leaders should come for a stroll.
I hope they'll come down through the district and see how we work together, how we enjoy each other's cultures, and how everything can work together.
It is a place where Pittsburgh's ethnic diversity is on display. An Italian grocery store sits next to a shop selling delicacies from Greece. Shoppers buy Korean kimchi near a spice merchant from the Middle East.
Wow, you're the best looking guy down here. You want my order?
Said that to everybody today.
An old man sells raffle tickets for a Polish church in front of a vendor filling tortillas at a taco stand. But if there is a heart of the Strip, it is Primanti's, a sandwich shop with working class roots where everything, including the French fries, is packed between slices of bread. A man named Pete pushes away the paper wrapping a sandwich and surveys the crowd.
There's always people in this restaurant, and they come from all over town. They come from all over the area around town just to, you know, come down, get a bite to eat, and you never know who you're going to run into. It's just a part of the soul of the city.
Primanti's is a microcosm of Pittsburgh, boisterous and welcoming. 15-year-old Jacob Roman says the spirit is contagious.
Just no matter where you come from, people just, they get excited, like when the prime ministers and the kings are going to come, they're going to feel like they're at home.
It is a home decorated in black and gold, the colors of the local sports teams. And if Jacob had his way, the first stop for the G20 guests would be Heinz Field, where the National Football League's Pittsburgh Steelers play. The Steelers are a metaphor for the city, a team with 40 losing seasons that would not give in and began to win. Rocky Blyer played on the Steelers' first championship team.
It's kind of what this city is about. The city is about hope. The city is more about perseverance.
Pittsburgh is known around the globe as a city of champions. But Blyer says the world's leaders may find they are meeting in a city of resilience. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, Pittsburgh.